I'm still working on the book on the sanctuary that's not finished yet.
Ja radim još uvijek na knjizi o svetinji koja još nije gotova.
But I've published about 20 different articles on the sanctuary so far.
Ali imam 20 članaka koje sam izdao na temu svetinje.
And many of these are available electronically.
Mnogi od njih su elektronski dostupne.
And if you would write to my secretary,
pišite moje sekretarici, slobodno.
Whose name is Dorothy?
Dorothy Shaw. Njen mail je showd.
@andrews.edu. And just ask her for Davidson's sanctuary articles.
I pitajte za Davidsonove članke o svetinji, sanctuary articles.
Soon these will all be available on the website where all each one of our of us professors
biti ovo na web stranici sve.
And so the exact copy with the exact pages and everything will be there on the website.
Biće na web stranici kopija sa stranicama.
But right now she can send you at least some of that material and it's free. So
za sad ona može poslati to i što je jako važno besplatno.
So just indicate your address and she'll
ostavite email adresu send it back to you, so. Ili vašu adresu gdje treba da pošalje.
This next hour, let's look at the
ovog časa
beauty of the sanctuary doctrine.
Ćemo se baviti krasotom Gospodnjom u svetinji, dakle ovim prvim.
David's first experience that he wanted to have.
Davidovo prvo iskustvo koje želio da ima.
To behold the beauty of the Lord.
Da vidi krasotu Gospodnju.
Psalm 96 and verse 6.
96:6 psalm.
We read, strength and beauty are in his sanctuary.
Sila i lepota, sad ćemo da imamo u našem prevodu kako je. Sila i krasota, dakle u njegovoj svetinji. Ko nas kaže sila i krasota, jeste. Drugi deo 6. stiha.
In fact, in the Old Testament, the message of salvation is often couched in language of aesthetics, of beauty.
U Starom Zavetu vrlo često je poruka o spasenju vezana za estetiku, krasotu, lepotu.
So for example, in Psalm 29 and verse 2.
Tako, na primjer, Psalm 29:2.
David writes, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Obožavajte Gospoda u krasoti njegovoj.
Or Psalm 149 and verse 4.
Ili Psalm 49:4.
He will beautify the meek with salvation.
On će 149:4. On će beautify?
Beautify, yes.
Okay. On će ulepšati ponizne. Dakle, to je izraz koji se koristi.
Actually, there are some 15 different Hebrew words for beauty in the Old Testament.
U Starom Zavetu je zanimljivo, ima 15 različitih reči za lepotu.
And they all 15 of them are used to describe the beauty of the sanctuary.
I svih 15 su karakteristike svetinje.
Actually, my wife wrote her doctoral dissertation on the subject of beauty.
Dakle, moja žena i supruga je napisala doktorsku disertaciju na temu lepote.
This is to her knowledge, to my knowledge, the first dissertation dealing with the entire dissertation dealing with aesthetics in scripture.
Što se tiče našeg poznavanja ove teme, mislim da je ovo prva disertacija na ovu temu koja govori o estetici.
And one of her chapters traces these different words for beauty in the Old Testament.
Jedno od poglava se bavi ovim različitim rečima za lepotu.
Now I wish I could tell you that I always had had an appreciation for beauty.
Volio bih kad bi mogao da vam kažem da sam uvek cenio lepotu.
But I was raised in a very utilitarian home.
Ali ja sam odrastao u jednom domu gdje je korisnost bila istaknuta.
Where you only did those things that had some usefulness.
Činite ono što ima neku korist samo.
This was the old Protestant work ethic of the Germans that my background is.
Stara protestantska etika Njemačka, pozadina iz koje sam i ja.
And so I would only do something if it had some practical usefulness.
Nešto sam činio samo ako ima praktičnu svrhu.
Otherwise it was a waste of time.
Inače to bacanje vremena, gubljenje vremena.
And I was raised in a whole generation of that kind of thinkers.
Ja sam deo cele generacije koja tako razmišlja.
And so at college we were required to take a course in aesthetics.
A na koleđžu su od nas zahtevali da uzmemo predmet estetiku.
All theology majors were required to take this.
Dakle, svi koji su imali major u teologiji, glavni smer.
And all music majors were required to take this.
All
which is music that? Majors.
Oh, i oni koji su u muzici studirali isto.
My wife and I were dating at that time. We were not married, but we were dating.
Moja supruga i ja smo tada se zabavljali, išli zajedno.
She was a music major.
Ona je muziku studirala.
Who loved the beautiful.
Volela je krasno, lepo.
She had a very heightened awareness in of aesthetics.
Imala je jedan uzvišeni smisao za lepotu.
And I was a theology major.
Ja sam bio teolog.
Only looking at the useful things.
Samo korisno.
And so here we found ourselves in this class together.
I ovde smo se našli u razredu zajedno.
It was a big amphitheater that we sat in.
Amfiteatar, veliki razred.
On this side were all the music majors.
Svi tamo su bili muzičari.
And my wife sat, my girlfriend sat here.
A moja devojka sela je tu.
And on this side were all the theology majors.
A na ove strane svi teolozi.
And I sat here.
A ja sam seo tu.
And we fought the entire semester.
Ceo semestar smo se borili.
And the teacher would tell us about the wonderful principles of beauty.
A profesor je govorio o predivnim principima lepote.
And we theologians would say, we know what is beautiful.
Mi teolozi smo govorili, mi znamo šta je lepo.
If we give an appeal for someone to accept Jesus and the music plays and they stand up and come forward and give their hearts to Jesus, the music is beautiful.
Ako mi pozovemo one koji treba da ustanu i da se odluče za Isusa, oni dođu napred, a tad svira neka muzika, ta muzika je predivna.
And the musicians would say, not so fast.
A muzičari su govorili, ne tako brzo.
Some people may give their heart to Jesus even with some not so beautiful music.
Neki ljudi mogu predati srce Isusu i kad muzika nije baš lepa.
And so the theologians fought the musicians
Teolozi
in this class all semester.
I muzičari su se prepirali ceo semestar.
Now you may think that this is too crazy to believe.
Vi mislite da je ovo malo suludo verovati.
But my girlfriend and I, we broke up three times during that semester fighting about beauty.
Ali moja devojka i ja smo raskidali tri puta tog semestra oko ovog problema lepote.
I can't understand that because she was so beautiful and here I was fighting against beauty.
Ja nisam to razumeo, bila je prelepa a ja se borim protiv lepote.
It's something I can't understand why I ever did, but
ne znam zašto sam to činio.
Well, it was the last week of the semester.
Poslednja sedmica je bila semestra.
And the teacher had not gotten through to my head at all.
I profesor nije prodro kroz moj um uopšte.
I had resisted everything he said all semester.
Stalno sam se opirao svemu što je govorio.
And I'd resisted everything that Joanne had said all semester.
I svemu sam se opirao što Joanne govorila.
But now I realized that the final exam was coming.
Ali sad sam shvatio poslednji ispit dolazi.
And the final grade was coming.
I ocena.
And I wasn't going to do very well unless I understood what was going on.
A ja neću to dobro raditi ako nisam razumeo dobro čemu se radi.
And so I finally swallowed my pride.
Progutao sam ponos.
And told my girlfriend.
I rekao sam devojci.
Joanne, please help me to understand about beauty.
Joanne, pomozi mi da razumem šta je to lepota.
I will open my mind and I will try to understand what you're saying.
Otvoriću um i pokušaću da razumem to što ti kažeš.
And she finally got through to me where old Prof. Hannum had never been able to.
Konačno me dotakla tom idejom kojom profesor nije mogao.
And I saw that there was a place, a wonderful place for stopping to smell the roses just because they're beautiful.
Postoji prostor u životu kada zastanete kod ruže i omirišete samo zato što je divna, lepa.
Even if they don't have some health-giving property that will make me healthier for stopping.
Čak i ako nemaju neki zdravstveni nešto što bi me učinilo zdravijim, ja ću stati da pogledam.
That God wants us to just gaze into his face because he's beautiful, his character is beautiful.
I Bog tako želi da gledamo u lice njegovo samo zato što je prelepo, u smislu karakterne lepote.
And so that next week I wrote the final exam.
I tako sam napisao moj posljednji ispit.
I still have a copy of that final
Imam
exam.
Kopiju tog posljednjeg ispita.
I take it out and look at it once in a while.
Ponekad izvadim i gledam u njega.
And I said, Professor Hanum.
I profesor Hanum.
This last week it was like scales that fell off my eyes.
Te posljednje sedmice kao da je krljuš sa očiju spala.
And I saw for the first time
po prvi put
the value of the beautiful.
Sam video vrednost lepog.
Now I didn't tell him that he didn't have anything to do with that.
Ja mu nisam to the professor.
I didn't tell the professor that he had nothing to do with helping me to understand.
Oh, I see. Nisam rekao profesoru da on nije zaslužan za to moje razumevanje.
You know, there's some things it's better that you don't tell the professor.
Dobro je da neke stvari ne kažete profesoru.
Let him feel like he had succeeded in his class objectives.
Dopustite mu da misli da je uspeo u svojim ciljevima na nastavi.
Don't be dishonest, but you don't have to tell everything.
Nemojte biti nepošteni, ali ne morate sve ni reći.
And so I finally got just a little glimpse of what God was trying to teach David here in Psalm 27.
Upoznao sam mali deo onoga što je Bog naučio Davida u Psalmu 27.
I enjoyed as a theologian fighting over these big theological terms like justification and sanctification and glorification.
Uživao sam da se borim oko teoloških termina kao teolog, opravdanje, posvećenje, proslavljanje.
And I found out in the Old Testament you rarely have those big terms.
A u Starom Zavetu teško da imate te neke grandiozne termine.
As we've already read, most of the time David and the other Old Testament writers are talking about salvation in language of beauty.
Vrlo često David i drugi autori govore o spasenju jezikom lepog.
And I sometimes think that we theologians are going to have a special lesson by God himself when we get to heaven.
I nekad pomislim da ćemo mi teolozi primiti jednu posebnu lekciju kad dođemo kod Boga na nebo.
Now maybe all of you are already converted to the joys of the aesthetics. And you don't even need the lecture that I'm giving here on this.
Možda ste već obraćeni kad je ovo u pitanju, pa vam ni ne treba ovo predavanje.
Maybe you're not like the theology majors in America.
Možda niste kao oni koji su teolozi u Americi.
But I think that some of us when we get to heaven,
ali neki od nas kad dođemo na nebo,
after the first couple of weeks,
posle nekoliko sedmica,
we're going to turn to Jesus and say,
okrenut ćemo se Isusu i reći ćemo,
what is there to do around this place?
Šta ja ovde radim?
There's no more souls to save?
Nema duša za spasavanje?
I can't call for people to come and give their hearts to Jesus?
Nikog ne pozivam da predaju srce Isusu?
No more Bible studies to give?
Nema biblijskih časova?
No more baptisms?
Nema krštenja?
What is there to do?
Šta ću ja ovde raditi?
And Jesus may have to tell us,
a Isus će nam onda reći,
come to my garden.
Dođi u moj vrt. Da umirišeš neke ruže moje.
And he will teach us that the beautiful is worth
i naučiće nas da je lepota vredna.
Not for any usefulness that we get out of it.
Ne za korisnost koju možemo dobiti od toga.
But simply because God is beautiful.
Nego zato što je Bog krasan.
And he wants us to enjoy his beauty.
I on nas poziva da tu krasotu i mi uživamo.
Well, I think David understood the beauty of the Lord.
Ja verujem da David razumeo ovu krasotu Gospodinu.
And he longed to go to the sanctuary to gaze into the beauty of the Lord.
Čezno da ide u svetinju da gleda tu lepotu.
We have at the seminary, our seminary, we have lots of courses on truth, on doctrines.
Mi na teološkom fakultetu imamo puno predmeta o istini.
And
doktrine.
We have lots of sermons on ethics. Dr. Kish is our ethics teacher.
I imamo puno predavanja o etici, stručnjak je Kiš za etiku.
Lots of courses on ethics.
Puno predmeta o etici.
We don't have a course in aesthetics.
Nemamo uopšte predmet o estetici.
Nothing in beauty.
Ništa o lepoti.
How is it here? You have a course in aesthetics?
No. No, isto i ovde.
I think our church is weak. It's weak on the aesthetic element.
Dakle, naš sistem je slab kad je ovaj element u pitanju.
Somehow we've resisted the high church of the Catholics or the Orthodox.
Ponekad se opiremo tim crkvama recimo pravoslavnima.
And we've gone to the opposite extreme.
Ali smo otišli i u drugu krajnost.
But God says, I want you to go to my sanctuary and see my beauty.
Ali Bog kaže, dođite u moju svetinju i pogledajte krasotu.
My wife just got back from a weekend. Last weekend she was in Texas, the other side of the country from where we live in Michigan.
Supruga se vratila nedavno iz Teksasa, to je drugi kraj Amerike, odnosno Michigan.
And she was telling me the story when she got back.
Pričala mi jednu priču kad se vratila.
This church where she went was a beautiful church.
Crkva u kojoj je bila, bila je predivna.
But as she learned, it was not always that way.
Ali kao što je naučila, nije to uvek tako.
When this pastor went there, the grass was growing very tall all around the church. It had not hit, the lawn hadn't been mowed in months.
Dakle, is that a church in Texas or?
Yes, in Texas, okay. Right.
Ta crkva u Teksasu nije baš sa spoljašnje strane bila takva. Dakle, velika
weeds
trava, nije pokošena, korov svuda.
Paint was chipping off of all of the walls.
Dakle, sa zidova je visilo onaj korov.
There wasn't even a sign outside that said Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Nije bilo čak ni znaka da je to adventistička crkva.
I'm glad there wasn't.
Drago mi da nije bilo.
Because it was ugly.
Jer je bila ružna.
It was a disgrace to the Adventist message.
Sramota za našu poruku.
And this pastor came in with a vision.
A onda je pastor došao s vizijom.
It was a poor church.
To je bila i siromašna crkva.
But he gave them a vision of the beauty of this message.
Dao im je nekakvu viziju lepoti ove poruke.
And how the church needs to represent the beautiful message with a beautiful place to worship.
Kako crkva kao mesto bogosluženja treba da reflektuje tu lepotu poruke.
And one of the elderly men there was an artist.
A jedan stari čovjek bio umetnik.
And he was a stained glass maker.
On je pravio mozaike na staklu.
He was also a landscaper.
On je bio landscaper?
Landscaper, the lawns.
Oh, okay, for lawns. On se brinuo i za zelenilo.
And they engaged him to make the place beautiful.
I oni su ga zaposlili da učini ovo mesto lepim.
So the lawns were cut and a beautiful sign was made outside.
Posekli su živu ogradu, stavili su predivan znak.
And he has now been making 9 stained glass windows for the around their church.
A sad pravi 9 prozora mozaika po crkvi.
One window for each of the fruits of the spirit.
Svaki prozor je posvećen jednom rodu duha.
And Joanne went there and just was dazzled by this simple yet elegant beauty.
Joanne je otišla tamo i bila je zapanjena tim jednostavnom elegantnošću te svetinje.
Why do we have a Bible that's this thick?
Zašto ovako debela Biblija, šta mislite?
Why don't we just have one page with the 27 fundamental beliefs?
Što nema jedna strana sa 27 osnovnih verovanja?
Just memorize those beliefs, that's all you need.
Zapamti ta verovanja i to je to.
Why not?
Zašto ne?
Why did God take the Old Testament, which is almost half written in poetry?
Zašto je Bog dao da se pola Starog Zaveta napiše u poeziji?
40% in poetry.
40% poezije.
And another 30 or 40% in elegantly crafted narrative.
I još 30 i 40% u nekom elegantnom narativnom stilu.
Because God is a lover of
beauty. Jer Bog voli lepo.
Because it's not enough just to give the theory of the truth.
Nije dovoljno dati samo teoriju istine.
The theory needs to be clothed in a setting of beauty to charm and attract the hearers.
Teorija mora biti stavljena u kontekst lepote i tog šarma da privuče slušaoce.
Ellen White says that over and over again.
Ellen White je stalno ponavljala.
In fact, 5123 times she talks about the beautiful.
Dakle, 5400 i nešto puta ona govori o lepoti.
And often she appeals to theologians and pastors to not just give the dry, cold theory, but to make it beautiful.
Dakle, ne pozivala je teologe i pastore, ne da suvoparno predaju teoriju, nego da je učine lepom.
Why couldn't God have just given the theory of the plan of salvation, just written it in maybe 95 theses on a church door in Wittenberg?
Zašto Bog nije plan spasenja definisao u 95 teza kao na crkvi u Wittenbergu?
Instead, he gave us a sanctuary message.
Dao je svetinju umjesto toga.
In which there is visibly displayed in glorious artistic handiwork the beauty of the plan of salvation.
Jer je na jedan umetnički način prikazan plan spasenja.
And in this spectacular pageantry of the Old Testament sanctuary, the plan of salvation is set forth in beauty.
Dakle, u tom spektakularnom kontekstu svetinje, plan spasenja je na jedan prelep način prikazan.
When I was a seminary student, I first began to see the beauty of the sanctuary message.
Prvi put sam spoznao lepotu poruke o svetinji dok sam bio još student teologije.
To see the beauty of the Lord in his heavenly sanctuary.
Te krasote Gospodnje u nebeskoj svetinji.
And to see the beauty of the typological structure of the sanctuary message.
I video sam lepotu tipološke strukture poruke o svetinji.
And the beauty of this gospel in the sanctuary has shined more brightly as the years have gone by.
A poruka o svetinji je sve svetlija bila dok su godine prolazile.
I'd like to suggest that the sanctuary message is a standing testimony of God's love of the beautiful.
Ja mogu da kažem da je poruka o svetinji jedno stalno svedočanstvo Božje ljubavi prema lepom.
Now, have you ever just meditated upon how beautiful that sanctuary was that God had Moses make out in the wilderness?
Razmišljaj o tome kako lepa ta svetinja bila koju Mojsije sagradio u pustinji.
And that temple that Solomon built there on Jerusalem.
I hram koji je Solomon sagradio.
Let's just think a bit about that.
Hajde da malo razmislimo o tome.
Someone mentioned the gold and the silver that was used, that
Neko
was gathered.
Neko jutro spomenuo zlato i srebro.
And that portable sanctuary that people carried on their shoulders through the desert for 40 years.
U toj svetinji portablo, znači koja je mogla da se nosi, ljudi su je nosili kroz pustinju.
How much gold?
Koliko zlata je bilo?
Over a ton of gold.
Preko jedne tone zlata.
How much silver?
Koliko srebra?
Over 4 tons.
Preko 4 tone srebra.
How about Solomon's temple?
A Solomonov hram?
Just the gold on the walls of the most holy place.
Samo zlato na zidovima svetinje nad svetinjama.
22
tone zlata.
How about all the gold that Solomon
Koliko je ukupno zlata skupio David da bi Solomon to upotrebio?
100,000 talents of gold.
100,000 talenata zlata.
That comes out to 3,500 tons.
3,500 tona zlata.
How about the silver?
A srebra?
1,000,000 talents of silver.
1,000,000 talanata srebra.
35,000 tons of silver.
35,000 tona srebra.
How about the bronze and the iron?
A bronze i gvožđe?
They couldn't calculate it.
Nisu mogli da izmere.
It was so much they gave up. We don't have the numbers to figure this.
Puno je bilo, toliko puno da nisu imali cifre da izmere.
Was God a lover of the beautiful?
Da li je Bog onaj koji voli lepo?
What about the different art forms that were used at the sanctuary?
A šta da kažem o umetničkim figurama u oblicima u svetinji?
Almost every kind of visual art known to man in those days was employed.
Svaka vizualna predstava je bila upotrebljena, znana u to vreme.
Art in the round for the candelabra.
Umetnost oblikovanja
and the cherubim.
Za svećnjak i za heruvime.
The tapestry with its rich colors and textures for the walls.
Tepih sa slikama i
fine embroidery with the gold threads embroidered in the
vez,
tapestry.
Jedan prefinjen vez sa zlatnim vezama.
Sculpture.
Skulpture.
Engraving. Carving,
vajarstvo, dakle
gold filigree overlay.
Dakle one kako se to kaže? And the zlatne and overlay prekrili su
the zlatne. Bas relief with the trees and the flowers and the almonds. I don't know how bas relief, yeah.
Dakle imamo ono bademi i listovi i jabuke, da, onaj kombinacija.
And the beautiful designs for the priest's clothing.
A onda prelepi dizajn za odeću sveštenika.
And the precious stones that garnered the Solomon's temple.
A onda drago kamenje u Solomonovom hramu.
Exodus 28 and verse 2.
28:2 druga Mojsijeva.
And 2 Chronicles 3:6.
Druga dnevnika 3:6.
Says specifically these were for glory and for beauty.
Kaže da je specifično da je to bilo za slavu i za lepotu, krasotu.
Beauty for the eye to behold.
Lepota za oko.
Beauty for the nose.
Lepota za nos.
Special incense that was just for the sanctuary that no one was allowed to make like it anywhere else.
Specijalni kad, koji je mirisni, koji je bio samo za svetinju pravljen.
Which involved bringing rare spices from all around the world to make this special incense.
Jedni retki začini po celom svetu su sakupljani da bi se napravio taj mirisni kad.
Beauty for the ear.
Lepota za uho.
With this glorious music that David had composed.
Tom slavnom muzikom koju David komponovao.
Under inspiration of God.
Pod nadahnućem.
And instruments that he had created, that he had invented.
Instrumenti koji izumeo.
Can you imagine going to a service where there were 120 trumpeters playing?
Možete li zamisliti bogosluženje sa 120 trubača?
And 4,000 musicians playing other instruments?
4,000 muzičara koja sviraju druge instrumente.
And over 300, almost 300 singers.
300 pevača.
God is a lover of the beautiful, you know.
Bog, vidite, voli lepo.
Ellen White writes in Great Controversy
u velikoj borbi
that
Ellen White,
Solomon's temple was the most magnificent building the world had ever seen.
Je zapisala da je Solomonov hram bio najveličanstvenija građevina koju svet ikada video.
Now I'd like to stretch your minds beyond the temple of Solomon and the sanctuary of Moses.
Sad bih želao da malo vaš um raširim više u odnosu na Davidovu svetinju i Solomonov hram.
Because there's a far more beautiful temple than this one, than these.
Jer postoji jedan mnogo lepši hram od ovih.
I'm thinking of the very first sanctuary on this earth.
Razmišljam o prvoj svetinji na ovoj zemlji.
What was the very first sanctuary?
Koja je to prva svetinja na ovoj zemlji?
The Garden of Eden,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
How do we know that the Garden of Eden is a sanctuary?
Kako znamo da je ovo svetinja, taj vrt gospodnji, kako znamo da je svetinja?
I've given you a handout.
Dao sam vam već
that lists some 27 or some 17 different reasons.
17 razloga ima za to.
Why I believe the sanctuary is the first sanctuary on earth was the Garden of Eden.
Zašto verujem da je prva svetinja, prvi vrt gospodnji bio u stvari svetinja.
And in order to catch the truth about the Garden of Eden being a sanctuary,
i da bismo shvatili kako je to vrt gospodnji svetinja,
you have to understand a new discipline called intertextuality.
Morate naučiti jednu novu disciplinu koja se zove intertekstualnost. Intertekstualno, dakle.
The Sabbath school lessons this quarter are introducing to our church this method of intertextuality.
Subotno školska pouka u stvari želi da predstavi crkvi ovog tromesečja intertekstualnost.
Are you studying Jonah this quarter?
Da li Jonu proučavate?
Yes. I will brag a little bit and say that the one who wrote the lessons was my wife, Joanne, who
dakle,
wrote those
Joanne
lessons.
Je napisala tu. To znate.
She received her training at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School down in Chicago.
Ona je završila u Chicago na Trinity u svoju teologiju.
And here at this university there were many professors who
Na tom univerzitetu mnogi profesori uče intertekstualnost. To je evanđelski.
And also narrative analysis.
I narativne analize.
Where you look closely at the narrative.
Kad pogledate vrlo duboko jedan narativ.
And I think my wife will be explaining that more next week, so I won't get into that.
Joanne, dakle njegova supruga će to detaljno sljedeće sedmice objasniti, tako da ne idemo u to.
But intertextuality is where you hear the echoes between two texts.
To su u stvari ehoi koji se čuju kad uporedite dva teksta.
And as you read the first chapters of Genesis,
ako pročitate prvo poglavlje prve Mojsije,
you listen for the echoes that are found later on in the Pentateuch.
Onda kasnije u petom knjižju slušate ehoe koji proizilaze iz te prve Mojsijeve 1.
And I believe that God inspired Moses to write the book of Genesis using certain language which would point toward sanctuary language later on.
Ja verujem da je Bog nadahnuo Mojsija da koristi specifični jezik koji će kasnije biti upotrebljen i za svetinju, taj isti jezik.
And so as you read the book of Exodus, the description of the building of the sanctuary,
čitate drugu Mojsijevu izgradnju svetinje,
and then you read Genesis 1 and 2,
a onda čitate prvu Mojsijevu 1 i 2,
you see these echoes of specific terms that are only used in these two places.
Vidite te ehoe, te specifične termine koji su upotrebni samo na ta dva, u ta dva odseka.
Which shout to you if you have an ear to hear.
Koji piču ako imate uho da čujete.
This in Genesis 1 and 2 is a sanctuary just like this one in Exodus 25 to 40.
Da je ono u prvoj Mojsijevoj 1 i 2 svetinja kao i u drugoj Mojsijevoj kasnije.
The reason I wanted to give you this handout even though it's in English and
dao sam ovaj papir iako je na engleskom
is that it has all of the texts on it.
Ima sve tekstove.
Dakle, so I won't have to go reading all of them.
Ne moram da čitati sve tekstove.
But I want to just give you some points, we'll summarize some points that you can write down on your notes.
Ali možete da sumirate neke tačke koje se tiču.
You can go back to this one for the
exam. A onda možete za ispit se vratiti na ovaj papir i pogledati tekst.
This would be a nice essay exam question.
Ovo će biti lepo esej pitanje.
Give me 8 lines of evidence why the Garden of Eden is a sanctuary.
Dajte mi 8 dokaza zašto je vrt gospodnji Edem, zašto je svetinje.
By the way, our exam will be an essay kind of exam.
Dakle, naš ispit, usput rečeno, bit će esej tipa.
And I will be going over the answers with my colleague here, and he'll be doing the actual grading because I can't read the heavenly language that you write in.
Sa kolegom ćemo proći ispit, dakle, prevešćemo njegov ispit, a onda ću ja oceniti posle.
First of all, the direction that the Garden of Eden is oriented.
Prvo, smer gde je usmerena svetinja, vrt gospodnji.
God planted the Garden of Eden in which direction does it say?
No, prema kom smeru će biti vrt?
East. Yes. East. And which way was the sanctuary oriented?
A gde je bila usmerena svetinja?
In the Mosaic sanctuary.
U Mojsijem svetinju.
Toward the east. The
prema istoku isto.
Second point. God
druga tačka.
Planted the Garden of Eden.
Bog je zasadio, kaže naš prevod, tako, vrt.
And uses this specific word for plant, nata, planted.
I to je specifična jevrijska reč za zasaditi.
And you find this same word for God planting his people on the mountain of his holiness, the place of his sanctuary.
Istu reč pronalazite u petom knjižju za, po znacima navoda, zasaditi narod Božji na planini gospodnje, na gori gospodnje.
The tree of life was put in the midst of the garden, betok the garden.
Jevrijski kaže da je drvo posađeno usred vrta. Dakle, betok.
And that same Hebrew word is used for God that same Hebrew word is used in Exodus chapter 25 and verse 8.
Dakle, 25:8, druga Mojsijeva ista reč.
Let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell betok in their midst.
Da mi načine svetinju da među njima nastanem betok.
God is said to walk around. Only twice in the Bible.
Za Boga je rečeno samo dva puta u Bibliji da obilazi nešto.
He walks around in the garden.
U vrt gospodnji.
And he walks around in the sanctuary, in the midst of the camp of Israel.
U svetinji, odnosno kampu izraelskom, dakle okolo izraelskom.
We find this river that flows out from the Garden of Eden.
Postoji reka koja izlazi iz Edema.
And in Ezekiel, the description of the sanctuary has the river flowing out from the throne of God.
Kad govori o svetinji, on kaže reka od trona Božjeg izlazi.
We have these precious metals that are mentioned in the Garden of Eden.
Imamo dragocene metale koje sadrži vrt gospodnji.
Especially these two rare ones, bdellium and onyx.
Posebno ta dva veoma retka, onih i ne znam kako je drugi ovaj u našem prevodu.
And where else do you find the mention of bdellium and onyx?
Gde su taj bdellium kako se
in
zove
regard
i onyx?
The materials for the sanctuary.
Gde su ti materijali? To je korišteno u svetinji kao materijal za svetinju.
When God created this earth, there were three spheres of holiness.
Kad je Bog stvarao svet, postojale su tri sfere svetosti, ili tri oblasti svetosti.
Increasing in holiness.
Gde se uvećavala svetost.
There was first the whole earth that he created beautiful.
Prvo, to je cela zemlja, stvorena krasna, lepa.
Then he planted a garden, which
onda,
was in the middle of
vrt,
the earth.
Koji je bio u sredini zemlje.
Then he put these two special trees in
a
the
onda
of the garden.
Dva specijalna drveta, stabla u sredini vrta.
And that's where he met with them when he came to.
Tu se sastao Bog sa
them. Just as with the sanctuary.
Tako i sa svetinjom.
There's the courtyard,
dvorište,
which represents the whole earth,
predstavlja celu zemlju.
And then there was the holy place,
a onda svetinja,
and the most holy place,
svetinja nad svetinjama,
where God came to meet with his people,
gde se Bog sastajao s njegovim narodom.
And ultimately where he pointing upward to the heavenly sanctuary where he lives,
a onda im je ukazivao i na nebesku svetinju gde živi Bog. Dakle,
if you read the specific language for the creation,
ako čitate specifičan jezik za stvaranje,
it follows the same order as the language for building the sanctuary.
Isti je redosled, poredak kao za izgradnju svetinje.
I'm looking at number 8 here on the handout.
8.8 čitam ovde.
God saw everything that he had made.
Bog kaže da je vide sve što je stvorio.
Finished his work.
Svršio posao.
Blessed the seventh day.
Blagoslovio sedmi dan.
Saw, made, finished, blessed.
Video, načinio, blagoslovio. What was the third one?
Finished.
Završio, dakle, blessed. I blagoslovio.
And when you go to the end of the making of the sanctuary, God does these same four things.
I u svetinji, kad se izgrađuje svetinja, Bog čini ove četiri stvari.
He saw all the work.
Video je posao, delo.
Which he had made.
Koje je načinio.
He finished his work.
Završio delo.
And through Moses he blessed the people.
Kroz Mojsija blagoslov je došao na narod.
Again, creation took place in how many days?
Koliko dana je trebalo za stvaranje?
6?
6
or 7?
Ili 7?
Depends.
6, they say 6.
6, okay. Well, we'll come to that a little. Next week my wife has, I think, a class on the doctrine of the sanctuary, the doctrine of the Sabbath.
Pošto sledeće sedmice imamo doktrinu o suboti.
And I think she will argue that it was not done until the seventh day.
A onda će ona to da vam objasni.
Because Genesis 2 and verse 1 says, on the seventh day he finished his work, not on the sixth day.
Kaže da je sedmog dana svršio Bog dela svoja u 2:1, 2:2 u stvari.
What did he make on the seventh day?
Šta je stvorio sedmog dana?
Holy time, the Sabbath.
Sveto vreme je stvorio.
A palace in time.
Palatu u vremenu.
So yes, 6 days for creation in space.
Da, 6 dana za stvaranje u prostoru.
And the seventh day creating in time.
A sedmi je u vremenu.
6 and then a seventh.
6 i sedmi.
When you go to the building of the sanctuary,
kad odete u izgradnju svetinje,
in Exodus 25 down to 31,
25 do 31 poglavlja druge Mojsijeve,
it's divided into 6 sections.
6 sekcija ima.
And God said unto Moses.
Bog kaže, reče Mojsiju.
Then mentions the first section of
what to do. I onda prvi odlomak.
Does that six times.
Šest puta se to ponavlja.
And then the seventh one is found in Exodus 31.
A sedmi taj odsek je u drugom Mojsijevu 31.
Where he mentions the Sabbath again.
Gde se spominje subota.
So again, six and then the seventh of the Sabbath.
I sedmi je subota.
Do you feel the same rhythm, the echo between
Vidite li ovo eho, ovaj isti ritam?
And the sanctuary?
Dakle,
the tenth point here.
Još deseta tačka ovde.
What was Adam and Eve's work that was assigned to them?
Šta je bio glavni posao Adama i Eve u vrtu?
The work that was assigned to them was
to work and to keep,
to tend and to keep the garden.
Dakle, da rade i čuvaju vrt.
And I have these two Hebrew words on here, avad and shamar.
Shamar i avad, dve jevreske reči tu imamo.
Literally, avad means to serve.
Avad je služiti.
Shamar means to guard something.
A shamar je čuvati, zaštititi.
Here we have a wonderful sermon on ecology that you can preach from this text.
Ovo je super propovjed za ekologiju iz ovog teksta.
God gave us stewardship to be servants of the earth, not to be exploiters of the earth.
Bog nam je dao pristavsku službu da čuvamo zemlju, ne da je uništavamo.
But there's more here than ecology.
A ovde je više od ekologije.
Because these two words together, avad and shamar, are found in only one other place in the Bible.
Jer ove dve reči, avad i shamar, samo na još jednom mestu u Bibliji se spominju zajedno.
And that's in the description of the work of the Levites and the priests.
A to je u opisu posla koji vrše leviti i sveštenici.
And you should add one more text that I don't have there.
I još jedan tekst dodajte koji nemam u, na listi.
Četvrtu
Mojsijevu 3 imate numbers.
That deals with the Levites, but then numbers
o Levitima.
Numbers 18.
A onda imate i četvrtu Mojsijevu 18 u glavu.
3 do 7. Are the priests.
To su sveštenici.
And what was the work of the priests?
Šta je bio zadatak sveštenika, Levita?
To avad and to shamar, to guard and to keep
dakle,
the sanctuary.
Avad i shamar, čuvati i zaštititi.
What's the implication
Služiti
of this?
I zaštititi. Šta je implikacija ovog?
That Adam and Eve were looked at as the equivalent of the priests in the Garden of Eden.
Da su Adam i Eva u stvari bili sveštenici.
Eve was a priest also?
Eva sveštenik?
Yes.
Da? Ordained or not? She asked.
Ordained by God, yes.
Rukopoložena. Right. Bog je rukopoložio.
I will not enter into the debate here on the ordination of women at this point.
Neću da ulazim u debatu o rukopoloženju, but Joanne will have to.
Joanne will do that, yes.
Joanne će ući u debatu.
But I believe this is a very important text in
Ali ovo je jako važan tekst, inače.
God's original plan was for men and women to be together in this work.
Prvobitni plan Boži je za ženu i muža da budu zajedno.
11th point,
11.
The specific term for light, the word or.
Specifični jevrejski naziv za svetlost, or.
Is only used in Genesis 1 for the greater light and the lesser light.
Samo u prvoj Mojsijevi 1 se koristi za veće svetlo i manje svetlo.
Only one other place in the Pentateuch.
I samo na još jednom mestu u Petoknjižju.
And that's for the light of the menorah in
A to je za menoru, za svetlost menore, odnosno svećnjaka.
So again we have this linkage of language.
Opet veza sa stvaranjem.
And then a 12th point is that
12. Tačka i kaže na
the sanctuary in Eden was a garden.
Da je svetinja u Edenu bila vrt.
And when you go to the sanctuary of Moses in the temple of Solomon, you have remnants of the garden motif.
A ako idete u svetinju i Solomonov hram, imate ostatke motiva iz vrta.
The lampstand is in the shape of what kind of tree?
Kakvo drvo ima oblik menore, svećnjak? Kakvo je to drvo? Olive tree?
No? The almond tree.
To je almond, to je badem. Dakle, badem of...
And then the pillars that stood in front of the temple had shapes of lilies at the top.
A ljiljane imaju oni stubovi na vrhu.
In Solomon's temple.
I Solomonov hram. Ljiljane.
And the laver had oxen underneath the laver.
A recimo umivonica ima ispod telat.
And more lilies and more palm trees that were
ima
engraved in the laver.
Ima palmove grane, ima ljiljane, ima...
And then you have on the curtains again pictures of flowers and trees in the both Moses and Solomon's temple.
Slike cveća i drveća imate na onim zavesama i u Mojsijevoj svetinji u Solomonovom hramu.
Could God be trying to tell us that?
Jel to Bog pokušao nešto da nam kaže?
Here's a linkage back to the very first sanctuary, which was a garden.
Da je to veza sa vrtom, prvom svetinjom.
Now there are five more reasons which I will save until later.
Postoje još pet razloga, ali njih ću sačuvati za kasnije.
Because these reasons have to do with after sin.
Jer ovi razlozi tiču se perioda nakon greha.
But very briefly, when Adam and Eve were cast out of the garden, the gate of the garden became the sanctuary for them.
Dakle, kada su isterani iz raja, onda je ulaz, kapija, there were, there je postala svetinja.
The cherubim,
tu je bio heruvim,
which are sanctuary angels.
To su anđeli za svetinju, heruvimi.
And this flaming sword representing the Shekinah glory.
Svetlosni mač predstavlja Šekinu, slavu Božju.
And Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel came to the sanctuary to bring their sacrifices.
Adam i Eva su onda dolazili tu u svetinju i Kain i Abel je prinosili žrtve.
Ellen White is clear about that and I think it's already also implied in Genesis chapter 4.
Ellen White je jasna kad je ovo u pitanju, a to se primenjuje u 1. Mojsijevoj 4.
But the point I wanted to make here is that already before sin, there was a sanctuary.
Pre greha postojala, vidite, svetinja. To je glavna poenta. Pre pojave greha.
Usually we think of the sanctuary as a place where the sin problem is solved.
Obično razmišljamo o svetinji kao mesto gde se rešava problem greha.
But I wanted to point out that there is a bigger purpose for the sanctuary than solving the sin problem.
Ali postoji mnogo veća svrha svetinje od samo rešavanja problema greha.
Now we're going to take a break and then we're going to stretch our minds one more stage to the very first sanctuary in the universe.
Posle pauze ćemo još malo da proširimo naš um i doćemo do prve svetinje u svemiru.
And I think this should generate a number of questions, and so I'll leave time for questions after this next session.
Posle sledećeg sata će doći vreme za pitanje i odgovore.
So have a good break.
Dakle, 11:05. They have 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, do 11:05.